Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Girlfriend's Guide to Pregnancy by Vicky Iovine is a practical and humorous pregnancy guide written for expectant mothers who want straight talk rather than clinical language. First published as a paperback and later revised, it became widely known for framing pregnancy as something to be navigated with honesty, reassurance, and a sense of perspective. Iovine writes from the standpoint of a mother who has experienced pregnancy several times, and the book reflects that lived familiarity in its conversational, friend-to-friend tone. Its purpose is not to replace medical advice, but to translate the emotional, physical, and social realities of pregnancy into something more approachable. The book covers common bodily changes, mood shifts, fashion concerns, and the growing presence of medical choices and technology in pregnancy care. Because it addresses questions many women may feel awkward asking, it has remained popular as a companion text that blends information, validation, and humor. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a conversational pregnancy guide built around lived experience. The book's central method is its informal, girlfriend-style voice, which distinguishes it from standard pregnancy manuals. Rather than presenting itself as a medical authority, it speaks as if a seasoned friend is explaining what pregnancy actually feels like in daily life. That approach matters because pregnancy often produces uncertainty, embarrassment, and information overload, and a relaxed tone can make difficult subjects easier to absorb. Iovine draws on her own multiple pregnancies to create a guide that feels experiential instead of abstract. This does not mean the book is unstructured. Instead, it organizes practical advice around the kinds of concerns real readers often have but may not voice aloud. The result is a book that lowers the emotional barrier to learning about pregnancy. It is especially effective for readers who may distrust overly technical books or feel overwhelmed by conventional prenatal literature. The conversational style is not simply a stylistic choice. It is part of the book's method of making pregnancy feel manageable and less isolating. Secondly, plain-spoken coverage of bodily changes and physical discomforts. A major part of the book is devoted to the physical realities of pregnancy, especially the changes that are often discussed vaguely in other guides. It addresses issues such as morning sickness, appetite changes, gas, swelling, body expansion, skin changes, and the general discomfort that can accompany each stage. What makes this topic important is that the book does not treat these symptoms as side notes. Instead, it shows how bodily change becomes one of the defining experiences of pregnancy and how understanding it can reduce anxiety. The book also normalizes the emotional effect of these changes, helping readers see that surprise, frustration, or self-consciousness are common reactions rather than personal failures. Its value lies in making unpleasant symptoms less mysterious and therefore less intimidating. By discussing them candidly and with humor, the book gives readers permission to acknowledge the less glamorous side of pregnancy without feeling abnormal. This practical realism is one of the reasons the book has been widely appreciated by readers looking for reassurance grounded in ordinary experience. Thirdly, attention to mood changes and the emotional side of pregnancy. The book also emphasizes the emotional volatility that can accompany pregnancy, including irritability, fatigue, distraction, anxiety, and heightened sensitivity. Rather than treating these states as random or shameful, it frames them as part of the broader physical and hormonal landscape of pregnancy. That perspective is useful because emotional changes can be more confusing than bodily symptoms, especially when they affect work, relationships, or self-image. By naming the many moods of pregnancy, the book acknowledges that emotional fluctuation is not an isolated problem to fix, but a normal feature of the experience. This helps readers interpret their reactions more realistically and can reduce the pressure to remain perfectly composed. The book's tone supports that function well because humor and candor can make difficult emotions easier to examine without judgment. It also implicitly recognizes that pregnancy changes more than the body. It reshapes attention, energy, and social interactions. In that way, the emotional coverage strengthens the book's broader purpose of making pregnancy feel understandable from the inside rather than merely described from the outside. Fourthly, style, identity, and the insistence that pregnancy need not erase self-presentation. One distinctive aspect of the book is its attention to style and self-presentation during pregnancy. Instead of assuming that expectant mothers must surrender their identity to maternity, it suggests that pregnancy and fashion can coexist. This theme may seem light compared with medical issues, but it reflects a deeper concern many women struggle with how to remain themselves while their bodies and routines are changing. By including advice on dressing well and managing appearance, the book acknowledges that pregnancy affects not only health, but also self-confidence and social identity. The point is not vanity. It is that appearance can influence how a woman experiences her changing body and how she moves through public life during pregnancy. The book treats this subject as legitimate rather than superficial, which helps broaden the definition of useful pregnancy advice. Readers who value practical guidance on feeling comfortable and recognizable in their own skin may find this section especially relevant. It contributes to the book's overall message that pregnancy can be lived with dignity, humor, and personal continuity rather than only endurance. Lastly, modern pregnancy choices, medical complexity, and the limits of a non-clinical guide. The book also engages with the increasingly technical side of pregnancy, including fertility treatments, prenatal testing, and scheduled cesarean delivery. This is important because pregnancy is not only a private bodily experience. It is also shaped by medical decisions, risk management, and rapidly changing options. Iovine presents these topics in a way that makes them more accessible to non-specialists, helping readers understand that pregnancy often involves choices rather than a single standard path. At the same time, the book's strength is also its limitation. It prioritizes readability, reassurance, and candid observation over exhaustive medical detail. Readers looking for a deeply technical or evidence-heavy resource may find it less complete than a clinical guide. But that trade-off is part of its identity. It functions best as a companion for orientation and perspective, not as a substitute for professional care. By acknowledging both the complexity of modern pregnancy and the need for a friendlier explanation of it, the book occupies a useful middle ground between medical information and emotional support. In conclusion, The Girlfriend's Guide to Pregnancy is best suited to readers who want a pregnancy book that feels approachable, candid, and grounded in ordinary experience. Expectant mothers who are overwhelmed by technical manuals, embarrassed to ask certain questions, or simply looking for reassurance will find its style especially useful. It offers practical value by translating common pregnancy symptoms, emotional shifts, and medical decisions into plain language, while also giving readers permission to treat discomfort and confusion as normal. What makes it stand out in its category is not that it replaces comprehensive medical guides, but that it complements them with warmth, humor, and social realism. Many pregnancy books aim primarily to inform. This one also seeks to normalize. That difference matters because a reader often needs more than facts. She may need context, perspective, and a voice that understands the awkward, funny, and uncomfortable parts of the process. For that reason, the book remains distinctive among pregnancy guides. It is less clinical than mainstream reference books, more conversational than expert manuals, and more openly human than either. If you would like to support Vicky Iovine, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.